set, go!
On the air, everywhere.
It's the Roger the Wild Child Show!
Hey, what's up, everyone? It is Roger the Wild Child, and we are live and in full effect. How are you guys all doing? Along with me is the great Darren Chef, and as always, the beautiful, sexy, and talented Deborah Driggs. Let's get the party started. Let's go!
Woo!
Hey guys, it is Sunday night and we are having a lot of fun. And of course, the party is here.
Oh my God. The party's here. I'm coming in live from the desert and it's hot.
The desert?
It's hot in the desert.
Is it?
I'll be here. Yeah, it was like 100 degrees when I got here. It's
nice.
Hot. Hi, Teresa.
Hey, Teresa Saban is here, and Cliff Hill is checking in as always.
Hi, Cliff.
Don's in.
Don's chiming in on YouTube. Don, how y'all doing?
How y'all? Yeah. Look at the southern thing tonight. Daddy, mom, and him.
How's it all going out there? Yeah, Emma.
Emma is here. Emma, how are you doing, Emma?
A nice southern draw you had there, Draggy.
I love it. All so right, do you guys ever remember the show? I mean, everybody saw the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
No.
Yes.
What was that one?
You know,
that show.
Yeah, the movie, the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And
sure.
And the kids keep disappearing one at a time.
Right.
Now there are three. Another naughty one has left. So there you have it.
Awesome.
So here we are. We are now.
Cliff said him and Emma are, she's laying next to me in bed with her cell phone.
There you go.
Oh my God.
Starting it off as crazy as it always is.
Yep.
Because last week I said something about Cliff and his wife Emma, who are regular viewers to the show. And they would, I predicted, hey, I bet you Cliff and Emma are laying in bed, each with their own phones, watching the show. And then he messages later, or posts on Facebook later. He says, yep, Roger, how did you know are you psychic or what? And I'm like,
yes, I am.
We're watching you. We're watching you, Cliff. We were very focused. There you go.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
That's awesome.
I love it. I can't believe this has been the shortest week for me in between shows. I don't know if it felt like that way for you guys, but I just feel like, did we just do a show?
And we didn't even have a Wednesday show. So, you know.
Yeah, I feel like we had a Wednesday show. So,
you know what? Anyway. When they're that fun and they're that good, man, the time just flies. You got to jump
exactly.
Right in. That's exactly what it's all about, man.
Exactly.
It's like you can't get enough.
Well, Todd was a lot of fun.
Todd was. He
was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We had fun, Todd and I. That was a good show.
But you know what? They all end up that way. That's what's so killer about this. Like you just, it always ends up being something so spectacular. So I'm excited.
You just never know what to expect on the Roger the Wild Child show. You just
that's
don't
why
know.
You got to tune in because we never know who's going to just pop in. And fart gray dust. What was that line?
That was with Bill Champlin, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I fart fairy dust. How's that?
Of course. Unicorn dust. I know.
That's it.
Yeah. A rainbow.
Rainbow.
Oh, my God.
Cynthia Renee's in.
Hey, Cynthia.
We love you, too. Thank you for chiming in tonight.
You know, yes. I got scolded for so many years on the internet on, you know, how to spell two in that reference, T-O-O. It was like my grammar became great from being on the internet and everybody just destroying you, trying to correct all your grammar. So I'm like great at it now because of all the people that shame me.
My son does that. If I post something on Instagram, he literally will text me 5 minutes later and tell me how ridiculous my spelling is. The one that always trips me up is your apostrophe R-E. That one always trips me up.
Do we need to put you back in school, Deb?
Yes, I do.
Donna McCartney's in. Donna McCartney's here. Hi.
We have that. Two D's. Is that D for Deb's Drinksy or D for Darren?
Oh, man. See, it's a combo. You get the combo there. That's great.
We've got two D's.
That's awesome, man.
So we got an exciting show today, guys. We got two amazing actresses. And our first guest, you know her from the movie Halloween. Okay. She actually played Judith Myers. Sandy, if you want to go ahead and unmute yourself, because you're on mute. Oh, there she is. Yeah, Sandy Johnson is with us. She was Michael Myers' first kill. And she's also, Deb, another former Playboy Playmate.
Well, yeah, she's a soul sister for me.
Heck yeah.
Once a Playmate, always a Playmate. Am I right? Absolutely. Well, we'll talk about that. But I really want to know what the audition process was like auditioning for Halloween. That had to have been incredible.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. I got a call from the agency and said that I was going to go interview for a movie at the time was called The Babysitter Murderers or something. And so the interview was actually not at a studio. It was at one of the houses that was used in Halloween, and there was just a big table with everybody sitting around it, and they had me read several parts, and then they wanted me to give them my best scream. And I thought, that's going to be weird because we're in a residential area, we're not in a studio or anything. But I thought, oh well. So I gave them my best scream, and then I kept thinking, God, the cops are going to come or something. But so thanked everybody for the interview. And I left. And the next day or the day after, my agency called and said that I had been cast as Judith. So that's how it happened.
Wonderful. Awesome. And I remember the other movie. I think you're talking about the movie with Elizabeth Shue, The Babysitter Diaries.
Adventures in Babysitting?
The Adventures of Babysitting, where they have all the turmoils that happen. I think that's the movie that you probably were up for as well.
Well, actually, the working name for Halloween was The Babysitter Murder.
Oh, okay.
Look at that.
Yeah, and then it got changed to Halloween.
Now we're getting the inside scoop.
Right. See, that's exactly why you're here. You're schooling us on this. But it's good. This is the stuff that a lot of people don't know and they want to know. So that's what makes it so nice is that you get to hear like some inside stuff that you wouldn't normally be able to figure out. It's great.
Exactly. I like knowing the backstories. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like those are the most intriguing stories. When I hear, when I read in the trades how people auditioned or they were up for a part that somebody else got, and I'm like, wow, I would have never imagined them in that part. But, and then to hear like why they turned something down or how that whole audition process went, that's the story really. Cause that's the hardest part. Do you agree, Sandy? The audition process is always the hardest.
Yeah, it is the hardest because you have to kind of second guess what it is they're looking for. And, you know, should you ad lib at all or just do straight with them, or you know, what did the other people do that were there before you, what are the people after you gonna do? So yeah, it's stressful, especially if you really want the job, which I did.
Yeah that's awesome. What was it your goal always to be an actress?
My initial goal actually was to be a dancer. And
I know you're my soul sister.
Yeah, I love modern dance, especially. I used to choreograph it in school and did dance production and all of that. And then I got into drama in junior high school and I continued to dance. Then my, in high school, again, I continued with those. I did plays at school and different things. And then my father got really, really sick and needed money for cancer treatment. So I needed to find a way to make money quickly. And so I made a venture into, I had been doing some modeling, but it was clothes and, you know, makeup and stuff. So anyway, someone said, well, you should try out for Playboy. So that's why I did it, actually. And that's how I then ended up in acting, because then I started getting calls after that for acting.
Right.
So it was kind of a roundabout way to get there. But no, actually, I wanted to be a dancer. And then I became a model, and then I became, and I actually did some singing in there somewhere, and then I became an actress.
Now, I know you were in the June 1974 issue of Playboy. Were you in any other issues besides that one?
I was in several other issues, just, you know, for photo shoots and stuff, that obviously just the one centerfold. But yeah, I did several different ones. I don't remember all the dates and things, but a lot of them, or pages from them, are on the adult section of eBay, because I have an agent who just does my Playboy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So some of those are on there that I came across and signed and sent to him to put up.
Now, what's really interesting about you, though, is I noticed that you still go around all the time, and you're in conventions, and you're constantly, I mean, you've built a legacy between, I mean, obviously you being in Playboy and you doing Halloween, but you're constantly around. You're doing podcasts that have to deal with horror, or, you know, you're doing like horror conventions and stuff like that.
Be careful how you use the word horror.
I was
You know, yeah. You're doing that thing, you know, called whore. Let's just hold that just a little bit.
Yeah,
you
know? Enunciate that, because it just sounds like one word.
Scary.
You mean horror?
Horror.
Yeah, horror. Yeah, you're doing horror movies. Yeah.
But like, you know, you've got a lot of your scary conventions and stuff like that, you know, and the thing is, you just, I mean, people recognize you. And you've built a legacy, and you know that's just really amazing. And just recently, you were just with you were just at another convention just recently. Is that correct?
Right. I was in Pennsylvania, and then I was in Chicago, and right after Chicago, I was in Cincinnati. I just got back from Cincinnati last week for Horror Hound, and. Uh-huh. UK is next month. So yeah, it's been a busy summer.
But you're going to be able to travel overseas now, especially with all the COVID stuff going on right now, right?
I sure hope so. I'm planning on it. I'll be very disappointed because it got canceled last year. And so the UK fans have been waiting. This is like 2 years now. It's time.
2 years in the making. Wow,
yeah. Can I say something here, you guys? Because you mentioned something a little bit earlier in this conversation, and it really triggered something for me. And it was really amazing that you said, like, your acting career really opened up after the Playboy thing. And for me, when I did Playgirl, and I had an incredible career before that. And after I did Playgirl, nobody would call me. So I find that absolutely fascinating that your career took off. And mine was just like, once I did that, it was like over. And I was like, oh, that's how I got into music and stopped modeling. But that's all good. I'm just teasing it. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Okay. I have a question for you, because I get to, Sandy, you have to get asked this all the time. I know I do when I guest on other shows. Did you have a good experience with Playboy? How was your experience?
It was fabulous, actually. I had Mario Casilli was my photographer.
Oh, wow.
He was obviously wonderful. All of the people that were dressing the set and doing the sets and things were wonderful. The sets were beautiful. The travel that was associated was awesome. Visiting both of the mansions. I mean, for me, it was a wonderful experience. I had a great time. There was absolutely nothing about it I regretted. It was wonderful.
Yeah. I have the exact same. I was March of 1990. And now my issue is a collector's item because Donald Trump is on the cover. Thank you, Mr. President. knew? You know, regardless of how you feel about him, it's part of my history now. But I have the same feeling. You know, people ask me all the time, well, was there any drama, this, that? They want to pull something like I have some horrible story to tell. And I'm like, no, actually, it was like you said, I got to travel the world. I got to go back and forth to Chicago, and I adored Hef. So I thought he was amazing.
Right.
Yeah, so it makes me happy that I'm meeting it.
Really.
Yes. Absolutely. So it's good to hear that. I'm glad you had that same experience.
Yeah.
You know, so I know this
too, because it's very special.
Yeah.
I do know, let's go back to Halloween for a second. Since you've done Halloween, it opened up your doors. You've done some other films. Another great film that you did was called Gas Pump Girls. You want to tell us a little bit about that one?
Sure. Gas Pump Girls actually has another horror actress in it.
I like this girl. She's funny.
Yes!
She knows how to play with us.
Girls.
We're going to all enunciate every word we say from here on out.
That's it. We got to be very careful.
Right.
I played a horror film.
Anyway, it was a really fun movie. We had a great time doing it. I had a good part in it. It was a comedy, and I got to ad lib in the very beginning, which I thought was really fun and turned out well. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a good one. And it's actually on Amazon and stuff now. I mean, you can still get it. The other one, Hots, also a lot of fun and kind of in the same comedy. I'm not sure you can get that one anymore, but Gas Pump Girls you can still get.
How cool is that? And tell me, is there somebody that you met or you got to work with that was like your childhood dream and you got to actually meet them and work with them? Did you have any of those experiences?
Hmm.
No, we never got to work together.
Not really. We were all young actresses, really just starting out. So, yeah, not so much. I mean, I had a great time with all of them. We had a ball. All of the actors and actresses on both of those films were just awesome to work with. And we had a ton of fun. But, no, there really wasn't anybody in particular because all of those films, like I said, we were all new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I was wondering?
Legends yet.
Well, look at it now, boy. I'll tell you what. You can look at all the places you're going and all the conventions. I mean, it's funny how that one role. You know what I wanted to know? It's like, because, you know, me being in the music business, you know, some of the people that I've worked with are introverts. They're very quiet. They're shy, maybe even eccentric. But then they get behind a mic and they become a whole different person. So, you know, I would imagine with acting, and what's really interesting is the type of shows that you've acted in, especially like Halloween and stuff. It's like, could it be possible that somebody is like completely frightened of haunted houses and all that, and then somebody like yourself, like before you even do these movies, you're like, you couldn't even walk into a haunted house. I was freaked out. And then all of a sudden you're screaming and you're going, man, I'm getting this role in this crazy movie. And I'm in this scene, like, you know, with this dude, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, I'm getting murdered. I mean, does any of that play any role in any of this? I'm just curious. Like, were you scared of haunted houses and all that weird stuff?
I don't. Well, I'll tell you what. I love horror movies. I always have. But I'm not wild about spook houses. Yeah, haunted houses and stuff. Because I always have a chainsaw and I don't like
them. I'm going to tell you something.
What's with the chainsaw?
Every movie's got to have a chainsaw in it.
Why?
Like,
oh my God. It's like even Scarface. Oh my God. Oh, yeah. I couldn't even watch that scene.
Yeah. Yeah. I just pinned on below.
And when it's real life, it's coming at you. And of course, Texas chainsaw murders happened in Texas. So yeah, I'm not real wild about chainsaws.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know, what's interesting is I have a building. It's a barn. It's about 3,600 square feet. And one year I decided to do a haunted barn in this place. And what I learned from that was I went and had some pneumatic stuff that I'd purchased, you know, that was automated. But I'll tell you what scared the shit out of everybody in there was real people. When you walk in a room and it's pitch black and you don't see anybody and your eyes are getting adjusted to it, man, and they turn around and 1 minute there's nobody there and all of a sudden somebody's there. That's better than any pneumatic prop. Mm-hmm. I mean, they flipped, and you're right. So we had, you know, in the clown room that we created, you know, they didn't know who was real. I mean, you know, everybody's sitting in chairs, and then I had fake ones and real ones, and they didn't know that clown room. I'll tell you what scared the crap out of everybody, though. We had a long hallway that when they came out of the clown room, just like flipping out, like, okay, so here's a hallway. It's really long, and there's a strobe going, and all of a sudden they're thinking, oh, thank God I'm out of there. And they're walking down this like really dark kind of hallway with this flickering light. And all of a sudden I had this guy in this 1930s wheelchair. It was the creepiest wheelchair because it's from the 30s. It looked like the weirdest, scariest thing. And there was somebody in there, and they started coming after him down the hall. They went running back and they're going, should I go in the clown room? That flipped him out that hallway. So the stuff that was like paid for, the pneumatic stuff that I thought, man, this thing's going to scare him. No, it was the people, and we had the time of our life in that haunted barn. It was wild. But anyway, so I just wanted to know.
Yeah, that's why I don't like it, because there's people in there.
You're right. Yeah, the people will get you, man, you know. Everything's diverting. They'll focus your attention over in this corner, but they're really setting you up for something over here. And holding onto the back of the guy's shirt in front of him like, and then, yeah, it was fun, though. I'll tell you what, I don't go into those places. But having my own, it was fun because I knew what was going to happen. But yeah, they have some here in Nashville that are the biggest productions. You couldn't pay me to go into those things. No way.
No?
No.
No.
No. Hey, I said,
Dandy, did you get to meet Jamie Lee Curtis?
I did, yes. I met her on the set whenever we were shooting it. And, of course, I met her again at the premiere of Halloween 2018.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that. You reprised your role in that movie. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. I was, of course, living a whole different life for the last 40 years. I was a teacher of special needs children. And then I was doing words with friends one night. Thank you. I was doing words with friends. And I got this text from this guy, and he says, are you the Sandy Johnson that was in Halloween? And I said, who is this? And he said, well, my name is Rick Enrique, and I'm an agent. And I've been looking for Sandy Johnson that was in Halloween for about 8 years. And I said, well, wow. I found her. he couldn't believe it. He had been looking for me for 8 years. I think he'd written to every Sandy Johnson in the country.
That's incredible.
But how many of them actually said yes when he asked them to, you know?
No.
Yeah. I'm the Sandy. What do you want?
So, yeah, that night kind of changed my life. Needless to say, I was just like, what? You've been looking for me for 8 years. Why would you be looking for me? And that's when I found out that Halloween was actually an iconic movie and that I had a lot of fans already worldwide. And so it was just, it was a really interesting night. I can tell you that.
And it brought you back to life again.
It was actually the first time I ever Googled myself.
Sandy,
it was quite eye opening.
That's amazing.
After I agreed to do the cons, my agent, he said, is it okay if I give Blumhouse your name and number, not your name, but your number, because they wanted your scene to be in the cemetery scene of 2018, but they can't do it without your signature. And I said, sure. So they called me, and it was just like right on the wire. Another week would have been too late.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's how it ended up getting in there. And then they said, yeah. And they said, and you're invited, you and your husband are invited to the premiere. So it's like, oh, okay. So that's incredible. The way it happened.
That is amazing. See, that's a great story. Oh my God. Can you imagine? Is this the Sandy from
You came back from the dead.
Yeah. She's like,
hey,
yes,
did they ever?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, sorry. Did they ever ask you to scream at these conventions or anything to give them the sample of what you did to get that? Do they ever try and put you up to that?
No, sometimes they ask me to say, Michael.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah. They
Who's
want
Michael?
But they don't ask you to What's scream.
Michael, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Did you see that stuff? How do you not know that? Oh, my God.
Michael McDonald.
Ah,
hey,
there you go.
McDonald. Yeah. Hey, baby. Michael, yeah, of course. We know Michael. Yeah.
Yeah, we know Michael McDonald. So you're screaming, you were screaming for Michael McDonald. Yeah. Got it.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother. Never gets old, does it? Anyway.
I'd like to hear that, Michael.
Me too.
So what are you planning on doing down the road? What, I mean, are you planning on doing some more films or anything like that? Or are you just, you're just going to kind of do the tour right now?
I am doing some films. I have a cameo that I shot virtually from, they're in Hungary. It's a film called Vulps, The Lust for Revenge. And it is about a man who gets revenge on people who abuse animals. So I said, yeah, I'll do that.
I'd love to see that.
Awesome.
The first one was the prologue. Yeah, the prologue was excellent. And they actually sent that to me to look at, and I didn't realize that they were considering me for anything. And I just said, yeah, this is fabulous. I love it. And so then about 2 weeks later, they said, well, how would you like to do a cameo in the next one that's called Lust for Revenge? And I said, that'd be great. So that's what I did. I did a cameo as the mother of one of the bad boys that abuses animals. And I'm doing a FaceTime with him just hours before he gets taken care of.
I like so, that.
Yeah, I did with the that animals, and then I have next year I'm going to be shooting a film in United Kingdom called Creeps by the Great Northern production company, and I have a good part in it. It's not just a cameo. Then I have two other films, one in Florida and one in California that I'll be, all of those are going to be within the next year.
Oh, that's fantastic. Good for you. So I'm busy. That's a great story. I love it.
It is an amazing story.
Creeps. I love that. Just that.
Yeah.
That goes a long way, that word, doesn't it? Yeah.
You know, Sandy, we're going to have to have you come back when Creeps comes out, and we can kind of help promote the movie. And definitely feature you on that. So, you know, I do want to invite you back to the show when that happens. Okay.
That'd be great.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Thank Sandy you Johnson. So much.
What incredible. Wow.
My You're soul amazing. Sister. My That's soul right. sister. We're both dancers. I taught special ed when my kids were little. Oh my God. We have so much in common. I love you. So you have to come back.
Absolutely. Now you guys are going to be Facebook friends and so forth, and you guys will be awesome.
Yeah, my soul sister. I love it.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Sandy Johnson. We will be in touch with you when the movie comes out. And thank you for taking your time and joining us on the program.
Yes, thank you.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you, really.
Thank you.
Oh, I cut her out.
That was awesome, man. Incredible.
It is.
You know, what a story.
No, she has an amazing story. And to think that, you know, she thought her career was over. And then all of a sudden, Halloween 2018 reached out to her.
I'm hopeful now.
You are.
Are you the Deborah Driggs that played Cinnamon? I am going to be looking at this. I am going to be like, just like, yeah, that's me. Okay.
That would be, yeah.
So you're saying there is a chance.
You're saying there's a chance.
There's a light at the tunnel, and it's not the train coming at you.
That was,
you know, I could never be, I could never be a scream queen because of my, raspy voice. I couldn't get a yell out.
Joey Belladonna can.
I guess. Yeah, he can.
I know. Thanks, Don Schwartz.
Oh yeah. And you know, what's funny is that's one of these girls that Monica, see, I grew up with her in Point Loma. We had like this incredible little haunted house at our elementary school at the Halloween carnival. And she was like, you remember that? I was like, yeah, it was great. You had to get down on your knees in order to crawl into the door. That when you're a little kid, just getting down to crawl into some little thing to get in there, like scared the crap out of you. But anyway,
of course.
Yeah. Well, that was awesome.
That was delightful. Great interview.
Love it.
Who's our next guest, Roger?
Okay, so we're going to bring her on the screen right now. Her name is Lillian Mortis. Okay, and
Mortis.
She is an actress. She's a scream queen, and also she's a fire and grinder performer.
All right,
fire and grinder. What is that? That's my first question. What is that? I've never heard of it.
Fire and angle grinder.
Yeah.
So I dance with fire. I do like palm torches and currently eating torches, and I'm working my way up to like staff and other things.
Oh my God. Me too.
I dance with it. I light myself on fire and put it out safely without actually burning myself, and no like special creams or anything. It's all just fire. I also eat the fire.
Come on.
I used to do all that in the 60s.
Is it safe to do that? Like, could you do an example of this right now?
I don't have any fuel with me, or else I would.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I don't have any fuel left.
But I can get you guys some links, and you guys can share it that way.
Hang on a sec.
I also do angle grinder. You know, the power tool, an angle grinder power tool that you grind all your metals and stuff with.
Yeah.
So I take one of those and I shoot sparks with it. Yeah. See,
oh,
there you go.
Wow.
That was actually last night. That was last night's show.
What?
A lot of fun. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
my
incredible.
God. That is incredible.
Yep. That's angle grinding.
Oh, that's hot.
Metal.
It is.
That's hot. Like, baby, see my flame? It's bigger than yours.
Wow.
Oh,
don't
my
come
God.
Near me. Keep your distance. Yeah,
that's hot. That's
great. And then I shoot it in my face, and I shoot it on my tongue, and
it doesn't burn you.
No, not really. No,
not
and
really.
She like,
says,
not really.
Why are your eyelashes so short? I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
Oh my
that's
God.
Not true. Forgive me.
Yeah.
Now, where is this performance?
This was particular performance was at a Boss Kitties Productions after party.
Okay. Now we have a question. Did you learn this in the Caribbean?
No. A friend of mine taught me when I came out here to California, LA. My husband got me involved with his music and his horror films that he's doing. And he makes all my costumes and he introduced me to some people and they took me under their wing and taught me all this.
Wow. It's an art.
It is. It's a skill that you can be able to do a lot of places with. And I'm sure you're booked a lot of gigs for this, aren't you?
I am. This October is getting booked up pretty fast between two or three events like this. And I'm going to be doing Phoenix FearCon. I'll be doing feature performances there as well as selling some of my horror films and horror merch of mine.
And you are like in a bunch of horror movies. I know that you're in Death Park, The End.
Yep.
So what got you into doing horror films?
I've always been fascinated with films and performing in general. And I've always been more fascinated with the horror part because I don't know why I always laugh when things are going wrong in the horror film and I'm rooting for the killer or the bad guy.
So. I know when I first asked you, and
you're
like
"Yeah, open that door. That's a dangerous door. Open that door. Go in there." I'm like, "Don't open the door. Don't go in the door."
Right.
I'm the complete opposite.
I know when we first talked, I said, you know, I noticed that you were a scream queen. And you're like, yep, and I've been brutally murdered and come back to life.
I've been murdered. I've done the murdering. The only thing I have, and I've been a creature so far. The only thing I have not been able to do yet is the one that survives.
Now, I know you were also in the movie Clown Motel 2 as well.
Yep, that was a lot of fun.
And why was it?
Just everybody on set was really fun and to work with and really respectful of each other. The directors were amazing, the whole cast. And we were all, like, just clowning around, literally.
Oh, yeah, no pun intended. That's funny.
Well, I asked Sandra this about the audition process. And for horror films, you must have, like, you know, your technique set for when you go in to do an audition. Is there anything that's been odd when you've gone to do these auditions that they've asked you to do or out of the norm?
One audition I did, I had to pretend I was roller skating around, even though I didn't have skates on.
That's gotta be a little awkward.
That's so fun.
That was pretty fun to do. They're like, yeah, play it out like you would actually on the scene. I'm like, all right, let's see if I can do this. And da, 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 da.
That's hilarious.
Now, so, you do a show on Saturday nights called Green Jell-O-Vision.
Yes.
And it's a live show that's seen on YouTube, correct?
Yes, and other Facebook Live. That is... remember the band Green Jelly? Green Jello? They did the song Little Pig.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's actually the lead singer William Manspeaker's show every week.
Oh, cool.
And I'm one of the featured performers for the show, as well as my husband. We both work for the show. We do a variety of things on the show. He does music and glass walking and stuff like that. And then I do like my angle gardening, fire. Sometimes I'll go in the show or just do a bunch of random little skits. In August for a birthday skit, I gave my husband a birthday cupcake lap dance where I squished cupcakes all over us during the dance.
Oh, how fun.
Tasty.
You when never sent me the video for that one.
Oh, yeah. I'll send you the link for that show.
Okay. last name is Mortis, is that right?
Yep, that's actually my husband's last name that I took. It's like, I'm gonna use
what's
it
his first name, Rick? I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. That was so bad and corny, forgive me. Yeah. I'm just kidding. Forget
that's
me.
The theme of the
I mean,
show.
We're doing Scream Nights. So yeah, exactly. I'm
it flowed.
You know, she probably heard that there a million times.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of which.
There he is.
All right. Woo.
All right.
Yes.
Hello. It's more than the Devil's Reject, right? Is that what he is?
Join in. There we go.
All right.
What's up,
there he is. So...
How did you guys meet?
Should you tell him or should I?
Oh,
this is going to be
good. Let him.
Yeah, let him be the one.
I just went through a really, really bad breakup where the girl I was with ended up was sleeping with my best friend behind my back who lived around the block from my house.
Mm. Nice. Convenient.
So she saw that I was going through hell. And started talking to me. And then within a month later, she decided, screw it. She was going to fly out here and we were just going to jump into it. So
the rest is history.
Yeah. We basically met at LAX in person and been together since.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
How many years now?
6 in winter.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Well, congratulations. It seems like you guys got a good chemistry together.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be one of the leads in the feature film we're working on this winter called The Blood of the Ripper.
Nice. I like it.
You know what?
We'll see if she survives or not.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Splat.
That's right. She never does survive. So, yeah, you might have to write that in on this one to make sure she
doesn't
survive. You know, my brother sang a song one time with his band. It was called If She Would Have Been Faithful. And it was a beautiful song. But, I mean, it was about if the girl would have been faithful to the dude, then he never would have met the woman that he fell in love with because she cheated on him. So,
yeah,
the song actually, it got the big twist there. Hey, if she would have been faithful, then I never would have met you. But the girlfriend wasn't faithful. Get what I'm saying? And so next thing you know, it was like, wow, it was sucked that it all happened. But if she would have been faithful, he wouldn't have been with the one he ended up with that he loved. So it was kind of an interesting song. Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty cool. Something you need to know.
Well, Cliff Hill has asked here on Facebook, Lillian, have you ever been injured on the job?
Oh, man. Okay. So twice that I can
like, that's a yes.
Yeah.
Twice that I remember that are actually really memorable. First time, my first show doing fire with my palm torches, I accidentally left them down upside down too long, and I kind of singed the side of my hand with fire kisses, as I call it. And the second time, I had a metal plated bra on that I was using the angle grinder on, so I was shooting the sparks on my tits. And my friend forgot to mention to me that one of the metal pieces on the bra was, if you hit it, it'll make the grinder skip. Well, I hit that part not knowing about it, and it skipped, and it got me right underneath the bra and cut my bodysuit open, and it got my flesh a little bit. I was bleeding. Mm. Well, it was like the second or third song of the set. We had four or five more to go, and I just kept going while the blood was running down.
You know, that's sometimes a true performer right there.
Yeah, that's it.
It's part of the show.
That was your black swan moment.
Yeah.
I look at it this way. I have a thing. If I don't bleed at some point on set or at some point during a performance, then I'm not giving it my all. I literally pour blood and sweat for my performances.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters sat there with the cast. I mean, he has his leg up, man. He broke it in that concert. Did the rest of the concert with his leg up. Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters. You know, you got to do what you got to do, man. He was excited to do it. Somebody said,
Bill said, so you are
that's
mortal.
That is the point. The point.
Monsters bleed, but they heal. Look at Jason Voorhees and all them. Freddy Krueger. They all bleed, but they all heal.
Uh-huh. True story.
Immortals heal. Wow.
Right.
Humans don't.
See? Look at this. That's great.
Oh my God. Awesome. All right. What's the craziest thing that the two of you have done that you can share live?
Now we just put him on the spot there.
Look at she's pulling her hair in front of her face. She's like, it's funny to see her a little embarrassed there all of a sudden, man. It's like, wow.
Come on. I know there's some good stories.
You got it. We'll come back to that one.
Yeah, come back to that one.
Okay, we'll come back to that one. So you've got some other productions coming up. You've got one called Silent Echo and Psychotic that's coming out in 2022. So tell me about your roles in these movies.
Echo, I believe I'm like an extra or a monster. So pretty easy on that one. In Psychotica, I'm one of the dancers that helps all shit go crazy.
Perfect.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
Love it.
Did you guys have a traditional wedding?
No. We got married. Well, he proposed in one of our favorite cemeteries on one Halloween, and then 2 years later, we got married.
Love it.
October 30th in Vegas. It was a cemetery wedding. Mm. Like, the whole chapel was set up like a cemetery, and he wrote a song for my march, the wedding march.
Wow.
What was that called? What was that song called?
Over the internet.
Yeah, and it was live streamed all over the internet. I had a custom black lace and sequin light wedding dress made for me. It was really cool.
Was it a song with words or instrumental?
Words.
Oh, can you sing it for us?
Not really.
No.
What was it called? What's the name of the song?
First album. It's called Lay With Me. It's on the first album.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really tricks nice, you. Slow, like, wow, what does that really mean? Yeah. I'll have to check that out. Where can we hear that?
Definitely.
You can listen to it on Spotify, iHeartRadio. Just look up Mortis the Devil's Reject, and my album should be on there. There's two of them. You can look them up on YouTube also.
Awesome. Perfect.
Very cool. Yeah.
Lay Very with cool. me. Wow. That's like a trick thing right there. Is it like really a sensual, sexy song, or is it Lay With Me in My Grave? What? I'm trying to figure this one out. What the hell? Which direction are we going?
Well, a grave robber digs up his dream bride and is talking to her bit by bit on what he could do to bring her back to life.
Nice. We got to hear that.
Whoa!
That's
awesome, man.
That's a creative so cool. writer right there. That's a creative writer. Wow.
Exactly.
That's what you're talking about.
Looks like you guys definitely have some future plans in the works. And the great thing is that you guys, I mean, as a couple, you guys kind of work together, but you guys are in the same industry together, which really is, which keeps the bond between you guys. And I think, you know, that's amazing yeah. to see. And I'm really looking forward to seeing some of your future movies, Lillian. And you're going to have some more music, right, Mortis?
Oh, yeah. Right now we're in the middle of remastering a couple of my best songs that the fans really liked. And it's going to be an album called Rebirthed in Blood. And while we're doing that, I have some new band members that are going to be backing me for a tour and some other things. And we're writing an album called Give Us Gore, which will be the new release album with all the new songs, along with doing an acoustic album called Coffin Cold that we're going to be doing an acoustic show like, what was that, on MTV Unplugged. We're gonna be doing one okay. of those in LA in winter, so probably January, February-ish part.
Oh, Mike Valentine yeah. on Facebook has asked, can we see the contents of their freezer?
Oh yeah.
No,
it's not working.
You don't have a warrant.
That's funny.
And we'll leave it at that. Okay, Lillian and Mortis, we really appreciate you taking the time and joining us tonight. And definitely looking forward to your future endeavors.
Absolutely. Stay safe with that fire.
Incredible.
I will.
And put a lock on that freezer.
Yeah.
Right? Don't want it escaping yeah. again.
What was your fault last time?
We're going to yes. go dig you up. No pun intended. That's great.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Take care. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Thank you, guys. Bye. That was awesome.
Oh, my God. I learned so much today.
I know. It's such a fun show today.
I learned so much. I had no idea that even existed.
Oh, the fire and grinding?
I had no idea.
And that's, right. I mean, they go to bars, they go to different events, and they perform like that. So
that's
it's
amazing.
Just, you know, so, you know, I definitely want to see a live performance of that.
You know what I love?
I love his story. He's got a great story.
Yeah, he does. And their love great. Story is like definitely one of the, they met at LAX and now they're in Hollywood together.
There you have it.
So. Definitely want funny, to thank.
And, yeah. And the other thing that was funny was she. The other thing that was funny was she was, you know, had all this great, you know, backstory to talk about. And she was intense with all of her stuff. And then he comes in, you can see her. She gets all smitten with the guy just like.
Oh, I know. I loved it
because she just went from like, I eat fire and I burn myself and I cut myself for five damn songs. And then he comes in and she's like, oh. Oh, and that's a cute thing. And it's a great thing. It means that you can just kind of you can get out of it for a minute, and that's great because that's the real deal, man. You can tell she just really
it is the
it.
Real deal.
I love it. I love that they are who they are, and they're just completely yep. creative, and yeah, you can feel their energy. It's really yeah. wild. Good for them.
That was awesome. Real awesome. Wild, Roger. Woo! See that?
Roger the Wild Child. Get yeah. in the wild show.
And Roger did really great tonight. He didn't say anything weird that we had to maul him over or roast him over. You did really great, Rod.
Oh, thank you.
He just called one of our guests a whore, but that's no big deal.
That's true.
Yeah, so when you act like that whore.
Can you say horror, Roger?
Is it horror.
Horror. Horror. Horror. Horror. It's really hard to say.
It really is.
Oh, my God. And how cool is that?
It's awesome. I do want to thank our guests.
Oh, yeah.
Sandy Johnson, thank you for joining us. And Lillian Mortis, thank you for being on the show.
And your hubby.
Yeah.
I'm playing the wrong song.
That's okay. Roger the Wild Child Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just
scream. Roger
scream.
The Wild Child Show. Yeah.
Okay. So, anyways.
I'll end it for you.
Okay, perfect. All right. So, until next week, everyone, you guys have yourself a great rest of your week. And we'll be back next Sunday.
Yeah. Are we going to be back Wednesday or Sunday?
Sunday. Starting October 1st, we will be here 2 days a week. That would be Sundays and Wednesdays.
Rocktober,
perfecto.
Rocktober, bro. Awesome, dude. That was a good one, though. Loved
all
it.
All right.
Oh, yeah. So here we go. Here's the right music, the outro. All right. So, yeah, next week we're going to have Jet Juergensmeyer of Last Man Standing. He'll be joining us.
Okay.
That'll be a lot of fun. So for Deborah, Darren, I'm Roger the Wild Child. You guys have yourself a great rest of your week. Take care. See you, everyone.
Drake J. Malone. Drake J. Malone.
Bye-bye, guys.
Blowing the smoke up.
That's it.
We out of here.